I'm Katie Bruno, WRPR News. The number of users for social networking sites have increased dramatically over the past few years. Most people have incorporated these sites into their daily routines, yet some people will argue that they just waste valuable time. I'm on the campus of Ramapo College of New Jersey talking to adjunct professor and photographer for the Bergen Record, Thomas Franklin, to get some insight on what these sites are all about. Which social networking sites do you use and why do you use them?
Recently, I started using Facebook. I'd been kind of resistant to using it until recently, but I had a project that I really wanted to get to a broad audience.
Franklin says Facebook did nothing but help his project become successful.
When my project was released, it worked great. I got a lot of people to see it, and there was a lot of chatter on Facebook, and it really impressed me on how powerful a tool Facebook can be.
He also did mention the negatives that some of these sites have and how they've become a huge part of everyday life.
A third of it is utter nonsense, right? Another third of it is really genuine connecting with people in your professional field. I think the other third is like reconnecting with people that you just don't have time to have phone conversations with.
Outside of the Bradley Center, I talked with junior Rachel Wintermute to see which social networking site she uses and why she uses them.
I mostly use Facebook and Twitter to keep in touch with my friends from home and what's going on around me.
Wintermute describes how these sites can hold students back from doing their schoolwork.
It definitely is a huge procrastination tool, and I use it a lot to delay starting my work, so it's a bit of a negative.
Ramapo Junior Vicky Ehlers also added on to the idea of sites like Facebook being distracting when it comes to schoolwork.
Before you know it, an hour has gone by and you've just been scrolling through pointless things and you have this whole stack of homework to do, but you're just wasting time on Facebook.
Social networking sites have many benefits and negative aspects to them. Trying to decide if the good outweighs the bad still seems to be a question for people of all ages. Reporting from Ramapo College of New Jersey, I'm Katie Bruno.